Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Vulcan Steel. Isn't steel de rigueur at the moment?
It is. Hey, just quickly, INEOS, Mike, they've said overnight that it's actually trading conditions for their European businesses, that it's severely impacted by high energy costs, extreme carbon taxes. They're talking about the deindustrialization of Europe means they've got to apply some cost-saving measures. So blame the carbon taxes.
Six million out of 55 billion suddenly become a problem, has it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've got excuses. Yeah, Vulcan, let's talk about steel. So we're working our way through US reporting season at the moment, but we're heading into the Australasian reporting season as well. And Vulcan Steel, who released their half result yesterday, now they're listed on the NZX, $1 billion market capitalization. They're a steel and metals processor and distributor. Thing is, generally they're exposed to sort of the economic environment in New Zealand and Australia. So it's not just the construction sector. They do all sorts of steel. And they're doing it pretty tough, Mike. Their revenue down 13%, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, all that sort of stuff down just over 30% from the previous corresponding period, which means their first half profit is 65% lower. So this is, look, despite this rise in confidence that we saw at the end of 2024, Mike, there are no signs of revival yet in their volume. So the first 6 months of their financial year, they've described them as variable, challenging. Economic conditions in both New Zealand and Australia have continued to be difficult. They do make the comment that lower interest rates here in New Zealand have boosted confidence for the future. But my comments remain completely consistent here, Mike. This is the activity right here and now is still not reflecting that increased confidence. Look, better times are coming. There's evidence of that. But it's probably second half of this year. Maybe start to see some of that in the second quarter. But actually, their share price went up yesterday because they are optimistic.
Good. And so should we all be. Now, that bond tender, that went gangbusters, really, isn't there? There's money out there.
Yeah, quick catch up on that. Yeah, we discussed it yesterday. The order book, or the amount of interest, ended up being over $20 billion. So those bonds were issued at 4.65%. So that's the interest rate the government pays per annum for the next 10 years. $5.5 billion worth issued. That is a good result for the New Zealand Debt Management Office.
And speaking of good results, come on, $10.30.
Yeah, good news Wednesday, Mike. Good news Wednesday. Well, not for the rugby union, but another upgrade to the forecast farmgate milk price. So good news headlines keep flowing for the dairy sector. Westpac economists have revised up their forecast to $10.30 a kilogram of milk solids. Those global dairy trade prices, they've held up. We've got another auction next week, so we'll see what happens there. Lower New Zealand dollars factoring into this as well. You know, those recent prices have been helped by a resurgence of interest from the Chinese in recent auctions. It's been put down to restocking. We primarily see that in whole milk powder. We assume, though, if it's restocking, that impulse will sort of start to wane. $10.30 is above the Fonterra forecast of $10. Would be a record record payout. We go back to, I think it's, what was it, 2022, $9.30. What's really positive, Mike, here, though, is that they're suggesting $10 for the following season as well. So that strong cash flow into the rural sector, that would continue. Look, it's one of our most prominent and influential green shoots. It's looking pretty solid. And the Westpac folks, they've been quite busy. They've released this economic overview overnight as well. Promising signs of recovery for 2025, 2.5% GDP growth. They do talk about the storm clouds in the picture. They refer to the trade war coming out of Trump policy agenda, uncertain how that will play out. Not good news for New Zealand. In that economic overview, they're another one of the banks still picking 7% growth in house prices in 2025. Mike, I'm still doubtful about that. I'm not on that.
I'm going to have a bet. You give me a number.
Let's
right
have
now.
A bet.
What do you think? I got $50 for a lunch out. Actually, we need about $100 these days. Anyway, whatever it is for a lunch
under 5%.
Okay. I think they're more right than wrong. So if it's 6 or 7, I think it'll be about right by the end of the year.
I'm saying under 5.
Under 5, all right. It's a bet. What are the numbers?
Yep. The numbers. Oh, should we do the numbers? Jerome Powell has been talking overnight. He's still in no hurry to change the interest rate settings there, and he's skillfully avoiding questions about tariffs and Trump. The Dow Jones is up 33 points, 44,000. 503. That's barely moved, really. The S&P 500 is down 0.18%, 6055. The Nasdaq, 19,619. It's down 95 points, about 0.5%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 10, small gain, 8777, the number there. The Nikkei up 14, 38801. Shanghai Composite down 4. The ASX 200 barely moved, close at 8484, and the NZX 50, we were up 0.32%, yesterday 12,917. 0.5655 is Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.8986 Aussie, 0.5465 euro, 0.4553 against the pound, Japanese yen 86.16, gold is still as strong as an ox, $2,903 US, and Brent crude $76.75.
See you tomorrow, Andrew Keller, jmowealth.co.nz. The only reason I upped it from 50 to 100 was because Andrew's a big drinker.